The largest hockey tournament in the world is underway right now in this city. 13,000 kids started out the week, all chasing the dream of becoming Esso Minor Hockey Week champions. If you happen to be watching one of those games, and you really don't like a call the ref just made, please try to remember that the person making that call is likely a teenager, and they're doing their best. Mason Rockley is a first-year referee with Hockey Calgary, and Lance McKinnon is the chair of the Central Zone Referees Committee, which runs a referee mentorship program, and they're both in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both for joining us. Mason, I'm going to start with you. Why did you want to become a referee?
My brother was a referee 3 years before I started, so it kind of started to like show up in my family, and I saw him doing it, and every month he'd bring home a check, so that also interested me.
That interested you, didn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And now you're 13, is that right?
Yeah.
So, is that Bantam? You're a Bantam hockey player
yourself?
Yeah,
I'm first-year Bantam.
Okay, Bantam 2?
Yeah.
Nice work. Flames?
Yeah.
You're out?
Yeah, we lost last night.
Yeah, well, that's just part of it. But for the refs, it gets to keep on going, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so I get to keep on refing, but I haven't gotten any Esso games yet just because of my hockey schedule.
Yeah.
But I can still end up getting some later in the tournament.
All right. So, Lance, this is where I'm going to bring you into this. How does this work? How do you get young guys like Mason interested in this?
I think we allow officials, we get people 13 years of age or older.
Mm-hmm.
We have our 14 communities that are advertising for bringing young officials in. And, you know, really we're looking for kids that have a hockey sense and like the game and want to make a little extra money.
All right. And the deal is you can ref a game as long as you're, 2 years older than the team you're reffing?
Yeah, that's our guideline is we want the officials minimum 2 years older than the players on the ice.
All right. Mason, you get both sides of this, so I'm interested. As a player, you know how you feel towards the referees.
Yeah, there's
sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, and now you're actually going to be a referee. What have you heard people say about referees?
Well, I'm not doing much like penalty calling.
Yeah.
Mostly I'm just doing offsides and stuff like that.
Right.
But even on my team, like everyone comes across the time when a ref makes a call that not everyone likes, but like still you have to realize that there's so much going on, especially for a headman. Like after linesing and talking to the headman, you realize that they have such a hard job by going both ends of the ice and still being able to see everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even just you have to keep up with the play.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to skate well, first of all. And then you got to be watching and you got to see what's going on behind you and in front of you at the same time, which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I hear what parents say. I'm embarrassed what I hear parents say. I've been guilty of it in the past. I've said things like, hey, ref, you're missing a great game. You probably heard that before. Or, hey, ref, there's two teams out there when one team gets called more than the other. So do you have to have thick skin to be a referee?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like even with the coaches, if it's coming down to a tighter game, if you slip up or something, you do something that coaches don't want, you're hearing it for sure.
Yeah. And does that bug you?
Well, sort of. But if you let the coaches get to your head, then you're going to start missing goals for the other team and trying to make sure that coach stays happy.
Yeah.
Just keep like they told us in the reffing clinic, if you want to call the same thing you would in the first period, then you will in the third.
All right. Lance, how does the mentorship program work?
Really, we have a number of young officials across the city. I think under the age of 15, we have like 800 officials.
Mm.
And really, we want to mentor them. So a hockey player has a coach that's on the ice with them during practices and during their games. And we want to provide mentorship or coaching to our referees. And mentorship program is where, we have an experienced official that's on the ice with them. They're in the rink with them. They're helping them learn the skills. Does that happen every game?
Mm.
No. But it's at least we're providing coaching opportunities. Every official goes to a one-day clinic. We have a couple mini clinics and we have the mentorship program. So it's a number of ways of providing coaching really by just leveraging our experienced officials to help them out with that.
What's the attraction? And you've got 13-year-olds and you've got 70-year-olds
mm-hmm.
reffing. And so you got people who do this their whole life. What's the attraction to becoming a ref, do you think?
Well, I think, the magnitude is we, last year we assigned just over 45,000 hockey games across the city and area.
Yeah.
So we need all these people to help out to do that. And I think the attraction is it's, to be honest, it's the best seat in the rink to watch the hockey game.
Yeah.
You get some exercise and you make some extra money. And I think it's pure enjoyment and it's a way for players to extend their hockey hockey career by being on the ice with them, with the players.
What do your buddies on the team think about you pursuing this side of the game?
I have, I think, three other teammates that also do ref.
Wow.
So, like, I can talk to them about their games and stuff like that. Like, two other kids on my team were first years, and they went to the same clinic as me and stuff like that. So we both can talk about, like, things that happen at our game. Or if, like, the ref on the ice is, we're not, like, in the call or something like that. If our coaches scream out, it's good to know, like, he made the right call and stuff like that.
Have you ever corrected your coach? Have you actually turned your coach?
Yeah, one time a player got, like, one of those penalties. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
My coach is, like, yelling, that wasn't a rule. And I was like, no, that is a rule. Like, that's a penalty.
I think there should be a ref player on every team.
Yeah.
Because I have seen coaches perform, how can I put this indelicately? I've seen them yell at refs. Let's just be blunt about that.
Yeah.
Do they need to just hold back a little bit on
that front? My brother was telling me about, he reffed a game yesterday, and this coach is yelling at him, saying that that this kid, it wasn't a, you wouldn't get rid of, like, it's not a kick out per, it's only four stick infractions.
Right.
But the rule is three stick infractions, and their coach was screaming at him, it's four, he shouldn't be out of the game. And
wow.
Yeah.
You really know your stuff. Do you think your ref training affects the way you play? Has it helped you become a better hockey player?
Yeah, for sure. Like, because now I know that more things, like just those little callers are the things that, like, I didn't really understand before, like, why they were calling it. Now I know, like, if I do that, it's not going to work out or stuff like that.
Right.
Like, I realized that some kids, everyone does that behind the play stuff, but especially being a linesman, like, the ref might not see it, and I can see it, and I'll just go and tell the ref, just watch the behind the play, because it keeps on happening. Because I can't call it as a linesman, but yeah. I can just make sure that the referee knows.
So I'm going to give you an opportunity here to yell back at the parents for just a moment. Those parents in the crowd who you hear yelling down at the referees, and the two things I said were two of the nicer phrases that you can hear from parents. What would you like to tell those parents up there?
Well, just like, I'm trying my best. I can't see everything.
No.
Like, I'm trying to do my best to make the fair game, but yeah, I won't be able to get everything.
All right. Lance, sounds like a pretty good advice right there.
Yeah. I think hockey players and coaches make mistakes, you know, every game. And we have to understand the referees are going to make mistakes. And, you know, you see NHL referees make mistakes even on video replay. So understand that these are kids. They're making mistakes. They're trying their best. And it's just a game.
Good calls, ref. You may not hear that enough, but I'll say it here. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, good luck to you. That's Mason Rockley, Hockey Calgary's newest referee, and Lance McKinnon, the chair of the Central Zone Referees Committee, which offers a referee mentorship program to teens.